Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Andy Kosko. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Boswell. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Boswell. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Freehan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher takes first base on ball four. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Kosko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Demeter reaches second base with a double. Don Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into center field. Cosco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Andy Cosco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cosco is 0 for 1 in the game. Cosco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mincher moves to third. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zimmerman strikes out. Two outs. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wirt. The throw from Zimmerman to Allen and they have Wirt trapped. The throw over to Mincher, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0 for 1 in the game. McLean is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLean fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kosko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Demeter bunts towards the mound. Boswell fields it and throws to first for the out. Horton moves to second. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Horton moves to third. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Freehan is walked intentionally. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0 for 2 in the game. McLean strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Jerry Zimmerman. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Dave Boswell. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Russ Nixon now catching. Gary Roggenberg now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up towards the mound. Roggenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Perry now pitching. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Demeter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Verhals reaches second base with a double. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 3 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.